This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India-European Union Free Trade Agreement complements India-UK trade deal and it will boost manufacturing and service sector. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating India Energy Week virtually today. The Prime Minister said India is a land of opportunities for energy sector as demand is continuously increasing.
भारत और यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच एक बहुत बड़ा एग्रीमेंट हुआ है दुनिया में लोग इसकी चर्चा मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स के रूप में कर रहे हैं यह समझौता भारत के 140 करोड़ लोगों और यूरोपीय देशों के करोड़ों लोगों के लिए बहुत बड़े अवसर लेकर आया है यह दुनिया की दो बड़ी इकोनॉमीज के बीच तालमेल का एक शानदार उदाहरण बना है ये समझौता ग्लोबल जीडीपी के करीब 25% और ग्लोबल ट्रेड के करीब 1/3 हिस्से को रिप्रेजेंट करता है
On the India Energy Week, the Prime Minister said it is a platform to explore the country's energy sector and attract potential investors from across the globe. He said India Energy Week has rapidly emerged as a global platform for dialogue and action in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is now holding talks with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the delegation-level talks. India and European Union are strategic partners since 2004. The 15th India-EU summit was held virtually on 15th of July 2020. India-EU summit is chaired by Prime Minister and Presidents of the European Union and European Commission. Bilateral ties between India and EU have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas, particularly following the historic visit of EU College of Commissioners to India in February last year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reaffirmed country's growing partnership with the European Union. The Defence Minister today held a meeting with a delegation of the European Union in New Delhi. He said the partnership brings both the sides together in globally complex environment to develop defence cooperation. The Defence Minister also emphasised on country's commitment to global peace and security.
In the reaffirmation of our commitment to global peace and security, the shared presence of democracy, equality, federalism and rule of law, support India's growing partner with the European Union. Together, achieve appropriate peace share value into practical cooperation for global security, sustainable growth, and inclusive prosperity.
European Commission's Vice President, Kaja Kallas, termed the signing of the Security and Defence Partnership as a milestone, saying that it will strengthen the defence cooperation between the two sides. All-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament is underway at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is chairing the meeting. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, JP Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan are present in the meeting. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh, DMK leader Tiruchi Shiva, Trinamool Congress leader Sagarika Ghosh, Samajwadi Party MP Ram Gopal Yadav are also present. The budget session of Parliament will begin from tomorrow and it will continue till the 2nd of April. India today hit back at Pakistan in United Nations, rejecting its false narrative on Operation Sindoor. It asserted that Islamabad has no locus standi to comment on internal matters of India, particularly on the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a strongly worded response at the United Nations Security Council, India has asserted that it is not normal to tolerate Pakistan's continued use of terrorism as an instrument of state policy. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, P. Harish, was responding to remarks made by Pakistan's ambassador, Asim Iftikhar Ahmed, during the Security Council's open debate on reaffirming international rule of law, pathways to reinvigorating peace, justice and multilateralism. And that is the end of this news bulletin.